أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جند، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Ulama Ikram, beloved Hufaz, Muslim brother, first of all we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this land where there is no implementation of Islamic law or no Islamic rule, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us opportunity to say our Taraweeh Jamaat and complete Quran-e-Kareem, meaning the whole Quran-e-Kareem in Jamaat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Huffaz who read. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them righteous and practical. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them tremendously in this world and in the Akhirat, and make it easy for them in the grave. We are fortunate in our locality that with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not have to look outside and get Huffaz. We have got so many mingling amongst us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make each and every one of them an alim. Respected brothers, to talk on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, we require minimum 4 hours with you. Then I can say you something. But I would not keep you so long. Inshallah, we want to say something so that you can make yourself free for ibadat in the night. I will be saying things without repetition. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us alive. Then in years to come, I can say the others. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, if we look at it, why it came about? When does it occur? What are the signs of the night? Who will experience that night? If a person finds that night, what must he do? How must he react? How must he behave? Who is not forgiven on these nights? Whose du'as are accepted? How the Quran Kareem was revealed? These are some of the questions that we can ask about Laylatul Qadr. Is Laylatul Qadr more superior or the night of Jummah? And we are fortunate that tonight is the 27th and tonight is also the night of Jummah. Because in Islam, the night comes before the day. During the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in front of the Sahaba of 4 people from the Bani Israel. And he said that these 4 people, for 80 years, they made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a moment of disobedience. Without disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even a moment, they were totally engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, humility and full devotion. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were sad because in one hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the average age of my ummati is between 50 and 60. So Sahaba said, those made ibadat for 80 years, how we are going to get that sawab? Sahaba, companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they looked as how we can make ibadat, how we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They vied with each other to sacrifice their life, their property, their blood, their sweat, their time, everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On another occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned of a person amongst the Bani Israel, and he said that that person, for 80 long years, he put on his armor for jihad and he did not remove it. He was constantly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly uplifting the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly in jihad. Again, Sahaba were very sad that 80 years this person did, how we are going to do it? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came down with the surah, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. This surah, when Jibreel alayhi salam came down with, Sahaba were overjoyed because the ayat there, that khayrun min alf shahr, that it is better than 1,000 months. More than now 80 years. The worship on this night, the ibadat on this night, is more than 80 years. So Sahaba now felt at ease and were comfortable. Respected elders, that above the Kaaba, there is a prototype, a celestial Kaaba, which we call the Baytul Ma'mur or the Baytul Izzah. Human beings, we see human beings making tawaf of the Kaaba. Malaika, jinnat also make tawaf of the Kaaba. But on the celestial Kaaba, Malaika make tawaf of that Kaaba. And it is stated that that angel that makes tawaf of that Kaaba does not have a second opportunity. And above that Baytul Ma'mur or Baytul Izzah is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected elders, in between that is the Lawh Mahfuz, protected tablet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran Kareem onto the protected tablet, Lawh Mahfuz. And from there, it was revealed on the night of Qadr. According to one narration, it was revealed in entirety from the Lawh Mahfuz, the protected tablet, onto the Baytul Izzah. It was revealed in totality. And from there it should come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the period of 22 years, 2 months and 22 days. One narration, they say that from the Baytul Ma'mur, from the protected tablet, it came to the Baytul Ma'mur for that year only. That Quran Kareem that was going to be revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for that particular year came to the Baytul Ma'mur, and from there it should come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why Quran Kareem was revealed constantly of Laylatul Qadr during the lifetime of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this night we should seek it. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that seek this night. And when should we seek this night? Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that we should seek this night in the last 10 days, in the odd nights of the last 10 days. Bukhari hadith, that is. Meaning that we should seek it on the 21st, on the 23rd, on the 25th, on the 29th. There is no specification that it must be on the 29th or it must be on the 27th. It varies. Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi has written in the teaching of Islam that there are 40 opinions as where lies the night of power, night of Laylatul Qadr. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba's report that he should tie his loincloth tighter during the last 10 nights, meaning that he should increase the ibadah. He should increase the devotion. He should increase the recitation of Quran Kareem. In one hadith saying of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says And Sahaba report that Rasulullah made itikaf for the last 10 nights. Then came 1 year, he made for the 20 nights, last 20 nights. And came 1 year, he made for the whole of Ramadan, 30 nights. And then he stated, seek Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights. And he said, seek Laylatul Qadr in the last odd nights of the last 10 nights. How fortunate are those brothers who sit for itikaf? That alhamdulillah, they are, inshallah, will experience the night by their mere presence in the masjid with the niyat of itikaf, with the niyat of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving everything aside, coming into the masjid to fulfill the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, they will be able to get the night of Laylatul Qadr. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain report, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. And he stated that the night that passed was Laylatul Qadr. It is stated that it rained slightly that night, and his forehead was mixed, there was some water and some sand. Why? Because those days, Masjid an-Nabawi and the masajid of those days were made of, alhamdulillah, simple structures. And the difference between those days' masjids and our masjids, those days the masjids were kacha, but the musallis were pakka. Today we have got the masjids pakka, and we are kacha. That is why those days Sahaba picked up their hands and made dua, everything happened. Today we are weeping and crying, nothing is happening. Respected elders, that what is the alamat, signs, a person can say, yeah, Laylatul Qadr has come. From the hadith, we gather this hadith, this sign, that there will be slight rain. Second is, that night it will not be hot, or it will not be cool. It will be moderate. These signs, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi has written. And also thirdly, that you will not hear the sound of the barking dogs on the night. In the night you will not hear the sounds of dogs barking. And fourthly, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in one hadith that when the sun rises, then it rises without its rays. Meaning that when the sun rises, you do not feel the velocity of the rays, of that sunlight, of that heat. These are the signs of the night of Laylatul Qadr. Most scholars are of the opinion that Laylatul Qadr, respected elders, comes on the 27th. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the scholars of Islam say that he is Ra'isul Mufassirin, that he is the chief of the interpreters of the Quran. And his opinion of the Quran is held in high esteem. He once addressed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he stated, Ya Umar, that Laylatul Qadr is the 27th night. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, why 27th? Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that if we look at this figure 7, then it features in numerous places, this figure 7. Why? Because 27. So this figure 7, it features in numerous places. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went on to narrate that this figure 7 appears in 35 places. These 35 places I will read to you. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that there are 7 skies, that there are 7 earths, that there are 7 days and nights in a week. There are 7 famous stars, and there are 7 famous oceans. And when a person, he runs between Safa and Marwa, he runs 7 times. And when a person makes tawaf, he goes 7 times round the Kaaba. And when a person goes for Hajj, and he stones the jamarat, the big shaitan, the small shaitan, and the medium shaitan, then he uses 7 stones for each shaitan. And there are 7 basic parts from which man is created from. And on the face of man, there are 7 holes. 2 the ears, 2 the eyes, 2 the nostrils, making it 6, and 1 the mouth, 7. And in the Quran Kareem, there are 7 surahs starting with Ha-Meem. In Alhamdu, Surah Fatiha, there are 7 ayats. There are 7 famous styles of recitation. Qirata Sabah, 7 styles. And when a person makes sijda, that 7 parts of his body touch the floor. The feet, the knees, the hands, and the face. 7. There are 7 doors of Jahannam. And there are 7 names of Jahannam. And there are 7 stages, levels in Jahannam. The Ashab-e-Kaf, the companions of the cave, numbered 7. For 7 days and 7 nights, the tornado annihilated and destroyed the people of Ad. The people of Ad were disobedient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demolished them, uprooted them, annihilated them with a tornado that blew on them for 7 days and 7 nights. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was placed in jail for 7 years. And when he was in jail, the king had a dream. And he dreamt about 7 cows. After that, there were 7 years of famine and improvision. Subsequently, there were 7 years of flourishing. There was good, enough harvest and crops. In 5 salats, the 5 farz salats, there are 17 rakats. If you count only the farais, the 2 of the fajr, the 4 of the zuhr, the 4 of the asr, the 3 maghrib and 4 isha, 17, 7 the figure. If a person has to give dam and he cannot give dam while he is in hajj, it is stated he must fast 3 days there and 7 days when he returns. And tilka asharatun kamila, 10 is all in all. But that 7 days he can do somewhere else. When a person gets married, then there are 7 categories of women he cannot marry amongst his relatives. And when he gets married, then amongst his in-laws, there are 7 women he cannot marry. If a dog touches a container, then you have to wash it 7 times in order to attain purity. In Surah Al-Qadr, we get the word Hiya. And this Hiya appears after 27 words. And this Hiya in Arabic is a pronoun. And this Hiya refers to the noun Laylatul Qadr. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, he had 7 years of difficulty and hardships. The ailment that he had was for 7 years. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when I was 7 years old, then my nikah was made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, it was consummated later. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that amongst my ummah there are 7 types of shaheed, 7 types of martyrs. Here, respected elders, understand one point about martyrs. That these days what we hear, a person gets shot. Then they quickly ask that, Mufti Sahib, is that person a martyr, shaheed? Or a person, he has an accident. They say, is he a martyr? Respected elders, there are 2 types of martyrs. Hakiki and hukmi. In reality, a martyr, and in order, a martyr. We've got 2 things, wuzu and we have got tayammum. Wuzu is the original, and tayammum purification by the utilization of sand is a substitute for wuzu, but it is not the original. Tayammum is a substitute, but it is not the original. But what you can do with tayammum, you can do with wuzu. The order for wuzu is same as the order for tayammum. But tayammum in reality is not wuzu. It is qaim maqam, it is substitute. So, there are two types of shaheed. One is in reality, like wuzu. And the other one is like the person who gets shot, the person who dies by murder, a person who is killed, a person who by accident he dies, a person who dies from a stomach ailment, a woman while giving birth, she passes away. Those are now in order. Come in the order. The real shaheed is the one who goes out to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he passes away from the wound afflicted on him. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, it is stated that he was 7 yards in length. In those days the people were very tall, and also their ages were very long. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's staff, he carried a staff with him, a stick with him, that also was 7 yards in length. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes oath by 7 things, by 7 objects he takes oath. So Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who has given 35 reasons why Laylatul Qadr comes in the 27th. But respected elders, that remember Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that we should seek it on the odd nights. Now why this night is hidden from us? Why we do not know when exactly is this night? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he on this night, whatever is going to happen in the year to come, he lays it out. And Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as he has not informed us when we are going to die, in the similar manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept this specific night when it is hidden from us. Look at the wisdom. If a person knows, for example, that I am going to die when I am 50, then Shaykh says that that person, he will be disobedient and he will be sinning and he will do the worst things on earth and he will do all un-Islamic activity, and when he comes near 50, he'll start reforming because he knows he's going to die at 50. Yeah, this night is not specified and it is hidden from us so that we seek it. Otherwise what, we will be complacent and we'll have this lackadaisical attitude that come the night and I will make worship, I will make ibadah and I will be given the reward of 80 years and I will be forgiven because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives on this night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives on this night. That is why Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says that she inquired from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ya Rasulullah, that when I find this night, what dua must I make? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that make dua that Ya Allah, you are forgiving, you are most forgiving, forgive me, you love forgiving, forgive me, you love forgiving, forgive me. Respected elders, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi states that it is hidden for this reason. That is why he goes on to say a very interesting thing. He's saying there are 5 things hidden in 5 things. There are 5 things hidden in 5. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is hidden in his obedience. We do not know exactly with certainty which action will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rapidly and immediately onto us. Number 2, he says, we do not know which action, which disobedient action will bring his anger immediately on us. That we do not know. So his anger is hidden in his disobedient to him. We do not know which action or disobedient action will bring his wrath immediately on us. He goes on to say that Salatul Wusta, Salatul Wusta is mentioned in the Quran Kareem, the middle Salat. And the middle Salat, there are so many opinions as to which is the middle Salat amongst the 5. this middle salat is hidden in the five salat. Then he says that the saints are hidden amongst mankind. Saints are hidden amongst mankind. And he says, Qadr, Laylatul Qadr is hidden in Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr is hidden in Ramadan. And we can add to that and say that during the day of Jum'ah, there is a time when du'as are accepted. So the time is hidden in the whole of Jum'ah. In the whole day of Jum'ah, that time is hidden. Respected elders, this night here, what must we do on this night? Shaykh Abdul Qadir says that we must do four things. With this, mentioning these four things, that inshallah we will make du'a. Shaykh Abdul Qadir says, Rahmatullah Ali, that on this night, we should read a lot of the Kalima Tayyibah, La ilaha illallah. And this, remember, respected elders, a point here, a masla here, that the zikr is La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah is not the zikr. Yes, ulama have written that after making 300-400 times La ilaha illallah, say Muhammadur Rasulullah, because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name is Rahmah, is cooling, and that will cool you down. Because if you keep reciting La ilaha illallah, then that will make a person hot, or it will create heat in his body, or it will make his brain hot. And if we recite durood, for example, you read La ilaha illallah, and after 1-200, then you read some durood sharif, then that would cool your zikr and will give you a good composition. And this recitation of La ilaha illallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that it makes the iman, it refreshes the iman, it revitalizes the iman. And La ilaha illallah, respected elders, is written on the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And La ilaha illallah, it is stated, it is written on the leaves of Jannah. And La ilaha illallah comes clear. We keep reading the hadith that man qala La ilaha illallah dakhal al Jannah. Whosoever says La ilaha illallah will go into Jannah. Meaning, whosoever says La ilaha illallah with sincerity, with conviction, understanding its purport, will definitely go into Jannah. And who says it intentionally to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go into Jannah. And it is an easy zikr, and it is a zikr a person can make walking, standing, while talking and moving around. Secondly, we should make a kasrat istighfar. We should make istighfar in abundance. In abundance we should seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah min kulli zamb wa atubi ilayh. That Ya Allah, that I seek forgiveness from all my sins, and I turn to you, and I return to you, I go to you, meaning that I plead to you, I cry to you. This we should make, because it is stated in a hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam should make istighfar 70 times a day. He was innocent, he was pure, but why he did this? To educate us, to show us that this is humility, this is simplicity. And this we should do all the time. And thirdly, says that we should make dua that Ya Allah, grant us Jannat. Everybody wants to go to Jannat. Everybody wants to go to Jannat. Inshallah. Everybody wants to go to Jannat. And Jannat is there. It is stated a person when he goes to Jannat, there will be rivers of milk and honey. And there will be, where birds will be flying around. And if a person wants a bird and he wants to eat that bird, then he will indicate to that bird, it will come there to him. And it will come there to him. Whichever portion he wants, it will come there cooked, ready for him. The fruit, if he wants, the tree will come and hang near him, so the fruit he can partake. Every type of pleasure, and the biggest pleasure, the greatest pleasure will be to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be his didar, and to see him. That will be the greatest pleasure. To be amongst the companions, to be amongst the friends, to be amongst the wife. Here there is one question. So you better understand the answer. The wives, because of so much of hoors mentioned in Jannat, of beautiful women mentioned in Jannat, so the wives generally ask the question that what about me? You married me on earth, then what will happen to me there? So remember this, that the wife in Jannat, your wife in Jannat, She'll be the queen, your queen in Jannah. And the hoors will not be more beautiful than her. If the hoor, it is stated of Jannah, if she has to put one fingertip onto earth, it is stated the whole earth will light up. So imagine herself. But the wife will be more beautiful than that. And there'll be bazaars that a person will be able to go there. And he'll be able to go there on various days and beautify himself. And rejuvenate himself. And come back and look at his wife. And it is stated in one hadith, respected elders, that the obedient wife will go to Jannah before the husband. The obedient wife will go to Jannah before the husband. Obedient wife, respected elders, the wife in parda, the modest wife. Not the wife, hello, good morning, thank you, we haven't come here for this, respected elders. You know, come, please, that, buy this and sell that. Wife driving car, open hair. Yeah, all that is not Islamic. And that does not bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would not like to be pulling any punches and say you, no, do carry on that. Respected elders, one Sahabi, that why you go away quickly? Why you go away quickly? Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, I feel shy to tell you. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, tell me why. He said, Ya Rasulullah, the clothing that I have got, the shawl that I have got on my body, I go away from Salat quickly, so that I go home and I give my wife, she clads it and she makes a Salat with that clothing. Otherwise she sits there without clothing. With clothing that is not sufficient for Salat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes and knocks at the door of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she knocks at the door and she says, Hazrat Fatima says, Man dakhal bab? Who is knocking the door? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that I, your father. Hazrat Fatima says that my beloved father, pass your shawl inside so that I can cover myself adequately. I can cover myself adequately. Respected elders. Jannati Mumatisa. Today I'm Ban Thankar fashion and parade and luxury. And we are going around that we want to know where is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh says that make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from Jahannam. From Jahannam. It is stated, respected elders, that the fire of Jahannam compared to the fire of earth, that this fire is red. And the fire of Jahannam has passed that stage of redness, of giving any light even, has gone into the stage of blackness. Meaning it has gone more hotter. In the hadith it is stated that the fire of Jahannam is 70 times more severe in heat than the fire of the earth. In one hadith it is stated that the fire of Jahannam, if a person, a Jahannami, who is burning in the fire of Jahannam, if he has to leave the fire of Jahannam and come onto the fire of earth, he'll sleep away because of the comfort of this. Respected elders, Jahannam is an evil place, it's a bad place, it's not a good return. And today, our amal, our actions, what are we doing? Come Ramzan or no Ramzan, our masajid, are they full or not? Our welfare to our society, our locality, what are we doing about it? Are we adhering to Sunnah or not? Are we adhering to Quran or not? Are we behaving like Muslims or not? Have we learned to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? But everything we question the Quran, we question the Hadith, we question the life of Sahaba, and today we have become freelance with our tongue, criticizing this person and criticizing that Sahabi, criticizing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, writing against the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And then we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, on this night especially, we should make dua properly. We should cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And respected elders, that do not let petty differences amongst us tear our locality apart. with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, up to now our locality is a good locality. Up to now our community is a good community. We have a few ups and downs, but let us make dua that we do not have that even. Let not brothers quarrel amongst brothers. Let not relatives quarrel amongst relatives. Respected elders, let not Muslim brothers fight amongst Muslim brothers. Let not differences, petty differences, divide us, disunite us, because that brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are we, respected elders? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. He is most forgiving. He is unbearing. Respected elders, that our differences, respected elders, before come Eid Salat, we should, if we got any differences with anybody, we should go up to that person. Even if you are on the right, respected elders, even if you are on the right, go to the brother and say, I forgive you, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring peace in your house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring tranquility in your house. And even if you are right, respected elders, if you make that step forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will be there. And remove this arrogance, and remove stupidity from us, remove pride from us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will help us. So respected elders, this is what I am saying. Why? Because on these nights, those who silman qata'a, those who cut off relationship, those who do not greet other Muslims, and those who severe the relationship with other Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive them. So we should be serious of these points, and we should plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should make a firm resolution that this is the month of Ramadan that we should be filling the masjid. How in the month of Ramadan we have taken time to come for Isha, we have taken time to come for Taraweeh, we have taken time to come for the Fajr Salat. And the Fajr Salat, respected elders, beginning of Ramadan, we are getting 6 subs. Now we are sitting with 2 subs. Respected elders, how can the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come? Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, go to that area, I've been given information, they have renegaded. They have renounced Islam. They have become murtad. They have left Islam. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to that locality and he returned. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, Ya Khalid, what happened? Hazrat Khalid said that, O Umar, all of them are Muslims. So what do you mean all of them are Muslims? He said, I arrived there Fajr time. The whole masjid was full. Everybody was there. I gave way. If Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala and we came into our locality. Serious respected elders. Very serious. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi radiallahu ta'ala, Rahmatullah Ali, he was sitting amongst his disciples. One of his disciples said that, O Junaid, O Master, that how good Muslims we are. This is another problem we have got. And I addressed myself first. That I think I'm very pious, very righteous. Oh, I'm going to Jannah. Jannah is my grandfather's backyard property. I'll get this somehow. No, I'm a very good man. I do so much charity. I do this. I whole day and night. I. And if you look in the mirror, you can see I. Reality of I. Hazrat Junaid's disciple told him that, oh Junaid, that don't you think if the Sahaba, companions of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't you think if they were alive, they should praise us, they should be happy? Oh, you know, you're quite good Muslims, you're very good Muslims. So Hazrat Junaid sat properly and addressed. And he said, now when was Junaid? So many hundred years ago. He said, that listen carefully, that if Sahaba were alive today, they should have given us Dawat of Islam. They should have called us to Islam. Meaning that Sahaba, they were the true propagators, practical examples of Islam. Today we are emulating them, we are following them, and we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us himmat to follow them properly. So these small advices, respected elders, I do not say you to scold you or to hold anything against you, but I address myself first that we should behave like good Muslims. Because we are going through a difficult time in our country. This political transition, what has it got in store for us? Respected elders, the solution is in our hands. Because we are the ones who talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ones who communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide the fate of this country on the amal of the Muslims, irrespective of whether they are in the minority. Understand what I am saying? The amal, the actions of the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide the fate of them. One clear hadith comes in Bukhari Sharif that because of the amal of the Muslims, the birds die out of freezing, because of freeze, they freeze to death. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that those birds die because of the amal of the Muslims. And the amal of the Muslims, what is happening to the Bosnians? The Bosnians, this is the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The magazines of the West quote them. I do not want to mention them, because those magazines are not even fit to be mentioned. But they say that they were eating pork, they were drinking alcohol, that they were walking naked, intermarrying. And say, no, this parda is Arab custom. This alcohol, no, we are Europeans. We must drink this alcohol. And this pork is part of life. Part of life they're seeing now. Now they come behind. The Afghanis, when the Russians took them over and invaded them, if you look at history and if you analyze history and if you look and make a critical study of history, then you will see when the Afghanis were attacked by the Russians, look at their morals at that time. Look at their akhlaq at that time. Look at their Islamic behavior at that time. They were down. Then when they formed the Mujahideen, then when they reformed, as they reformed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help came. And when they came to a certain level of reformation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the victory over the Russians. And if they fight amongst themselves, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes away. Respected elders, I do not want to take much of your time. I request you to read Durood Sharif, come closer, we'll make dua. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatu wa fil akhirati hasanatu wa qina azabal nar. Allahumma firli wa li walidayya والأستاذية والجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم أسألك نورا أمامي، اللهم أسألك علما نافيا، اللهم أسألك عملا صالحا، اللهم أسألك علما نافيا واسعا، اللهم أسألك رزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا، اللهم أسألك خير في كل أمور. اللهم أسألك النور في كلامي في أقايده في أعماله أمامي فوقي تحتي ورائي في قبري في حشري في نشري. يا الله forgive our sins. يا الله forgive our major and minor sins. يا الله forgive all our sins. يا الله those the sins that we commit in the brightness of the day shamelessly. يا الله forgive us. Ya Allah, those sins that we commit in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, definitely we are disobedient. Ya Allah, we have to plead to you and cry to you. Ya Allah, those that have requested for du'as, Ya Allah, accept their permissible requisitions. Ya Allah, those that have requested for du'as, Ya Allah, accept their permissible requisitions. Ya Allah, those that have requested for du'as, Ya Allah, far and wide, Ya Allah, accept their permissible requisitions. Ya Allah, Quran that has been recited, Ya Allah, accept it. Ya Allah, forgive our wrong recitations, misplaced in the recitations. Ya Allah, who fars were read, Ya Allah, grant the barakat in their lives. Ya Allah, make them righteous and pious. Make them practical. Ya Allah, many who fars, Ya Allah, are reading in various Jamaat Khanas from our locality and in the country. Ya Allah, accept the recitation. Ya Allah, fill our masajid. Ya Allah, make our masajid abad. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, support us. Ya Allah, grant us help from the unseen sources. Ya Allah, grant us help from the unseen sources. Ya Allah, there are elders amongst us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, make our death easy. Ya Allah, grant us ability to pass away reciting the Kalima.
Ya Allah, grant us Khatima bil Khair. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, Ya Allah, make their cover, fill the cover with Noor. Ya Allah, expand their cover. Ya Allah, those that have passed away, our kith and kin, our fathers and mothers, our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, make the questioning and answering easy for us in the cover. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stand before you with humility. Ya Allah, accept all our actions. Ya Allah, accept our Quran recitation in this month. Ya Allah, accept our salah in this month. Ya Allah, accept our actions. Ya Allah, accept our standing. Ya Allah, accept our ruku. Ya Allah, accept our sista. Ya Allah, accept our giving of charity and zakat. Ya Allah, keep the poor happy. Ya Allah, make no one muhtaj of anybody. Ya Allah, make no one muhtaj of anybody. Ya Allah, you help us and forgive us. Ya Allah, definitely the musibah, the misfortune that is coming, the calamity that is coming is because of our actions. Ya Allah, we admit this. Ya Allah, we admit this. Ya Allah, we admit we are disobedient. Ya Allah, but you are Ghafoor Rahim. Ya Allah, we are disobedient. Ya Allah, you are merciful. Ya Allah, you have stated we must call you. Ya Allah, we call you. Ya Allah, you stated if we call you, you will answer us. Ya Allah, answer us. Ya Allah, Muslims have been kicked around the whole world. Ya Allah, in Bosnia. Ya Allah, in Kashmir, in Sri Lanka, in Burma. Ya Allah, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in Pakistan, in India. Ya Allah, Muslims have been harassed. Ya Allah, we have been butchered and massacred. Ya Allah, widows have been made. Ya Allah, women have been raped. Ya Allah, children have been killed mercilessly. Ya Allah, this kuffar are humiliating us. Ya Allah, you help us. Ya Allah, help us against this kuffar. Ya Allah, destroy this kuffar. Ya Allah, grant them hidayat or destroy them. Ya Allah, they want to uproot us. Ya Allah, you uproot them. Ya Allah, they want to ruin us. Ya Allah, you ruin them. Ya Allah, they want to annihilate us. Ya Allah, you annihilate them. Ya Allah, they butchering us. Ya Allah, show them your kudrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we plead for this. Ya Allah, we crying for this. Ya Allah, we are weak, but you are powerful. Ya Allah, we are completely feeble. You are most powerful. Ya Allah, help us. Help us from your unseen sources. Ya Allah, these kuffar are humiliating and disgracing us. Ya Allah, they are mocking and jeering and laughing at us. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, this is because of our amal. Ya Allah, definitely. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, we are disobedient. Ya Allah, grant us ability to follow Sunnah. Ya Allah, grant us ability to follow Quran. Ya Allah, grant us ability to make Salat 5 times daily with Jamaat. Ya Allah, our women folk, grant them ability to make Salat in the rooms. Ya Allah, grant them ability to adorn Parda. Ya Allah, grant them ability to adorn Parda. Ya Allah, grant them ability to be modest and have humility. Ya Allah, this country is going under political transition. Ya Allah, safeguard everybody. Ya Allah, safeguard every soul in this country. Ya Allah, grant our political leaders sanity. Ya Allah, grant our political leaders sanity. Ya Allah, do not destroy us. Ya Allah, do not try us. We are not even capable of being tried. Ya Allah, do not test us. Ya Allah, we are not worthy of the salt of being tested. Ya Allah, we are completely weak. Ya Allah, we plead to you. We cry to you. Ya Allah, a master, Ya Allah, he throws a bone. The dog runs after it. Ya Allah, the dog has to go for that bone alone. Ya Allah, we got no other resource. Ya Allah, we have got no other door to go to. Ya Allah, in your door, there was no one who comes empty-handed. Ya Allah, you forgive us and help us. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat. Grant us the ability to do good action. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to recite Quran, to learn Quran, to practice Quran, to preach Quran. Ya Allah, make our hearts full of nur. Ya Allah, with zikr. Ya Allah, wet our lips with zikr. Grant us the ability to send durood on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, many have made intention of going for Hajj. Ya Allah, you accept them for Hajj. You make their Hajj acceptable. You make their Hajj easy and comfortable. Ya Allah, you keep them happy there. Ya Allah, and return them as those whose du'as are accepted. Ya Allah, many South Africans are there. Many Muslims are there making the Umrah of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you accept them. Ya Allah, and make the listen to their du'as. Ya Allah, accept our past du'as, our present du'as, our future du'as. Ya Allah, you are Ghafurur Rahim. Ya Allah, those that are lying in the Qabristan, Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, those that are lying ailing and sick, Ya Allah, grant them Shifa Kamila, perfect health, good health. Ya Allah, you help them. Ya Allah, those young who require and who need to get married, Ya Allah, grant them good spouses. Those males who require good females, grant them good spouses. Those females who require good spouses, grant them good males. Ya Allah, forgive our parents. Ya Allah, forgive our mothers and fathers. Ya Allah, have mercy on them just as they had mercy when we were young. Ya Allah, grant love between husband and wife. Ya Allah, there are so many divorce cases these days. Ya Allah, creeping into the Muslims. Ya Allah, remove this calamity from us. Ya Allah, remove this misfortune from us. Ya Allah, grant love between husband and wife. Ya Allah, grant love between brother and brother, relative and relative. Ya Allah, grant love between daughter-in-laws and mother-in-laws, son-in-laws and father-in-laws. Ya Allah, grant love between family members. Ya Allah, grant love between kith and kin. Ya Allah, our locality. Ya Allah, have mercy on our locality and every other locality. Ya Allah, grant us unity in our locality. Grant us muhabbat in our locality. Ya Allah, grant us brotherhood in our locality. Ya Allah, those who are striving in your path, Ya Allah, by the pen, by speaking, by meeting, by lecturing, Ya Allah, you help them. Ya Allah, help our Darul Ulooms. Help our madaris and masajid. Ya Allah, help the institutes which are enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. Ya Allah, help the mujahideen wherever they are fighting in the way, wherever in the world. Ya Allah, help the Hamas. Ya Allah, help the Hamas. Ya Allah, help the Hamas. Ya Allah, against these Jews who are troubling us. Ya Allah, help us against these Jews who are troubling us. Ya Allah, create division amongst them. Ya Allah, divide them and destroy them. Ya Allah, ruin them and annihilate them. Uproot their homes. Ya Allah, these people are ruining us and destroying us. Ya Allah, we cry before you and plead before you. Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, you love forgiveness, forgive us. Ya Allah, you love forgiveness and you are most forgiving. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, there is no one else who can give hidayat and forgiveness. Ya Allah, we cry to you and plead to you. Ya Allah, there are innocent children amongst us. Ya Allah, there are men who have got white beards amongst us. Ya Allah, there are ufas amongst us. Ya Allah, there are ulama amongst us. Ya Allah, there are the mutaqibin amongst us. Ya Allah, there are those who are crying before you. Ya Allah, we are beggars at your doors. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, you help us. Ya Allah, guide us. Ya Allah, guide us in this political transition that is coming. Ya Allah, save us. Ya Allah, support us. Ya Allah, those that are hoping we are going to make dua for them, Ya Allah, you help them. Ya Allah, many are sick. Ya Allah, grant them shifa kamila. Ya Allah, many are studying, Ya Allah, to become huffaz. Ya Allah, you help them. Ya Allah, grant us ability to say the truth. Ya Allah, grant us ability to propagate the truth. Ya Allah, grant us ability to say the truth no matter how bitter it is. Ya Allah, remove malice from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove hatred from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove envy from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove bughz, adawat, enmity from our hearts. Ya Allah, remove bad qualities from us. Ya Allah, fill our personalities with good qualities. Ya Allah, grant us good personalities. Ya Allah, grant us good character. Ya Allah, grant us ability to talk properly, to walk properly, to say the right word at the right time. Ya Allah, grant us humility. Ya Allah, grant us meekness and simplicity. Ya Allah, many are in debt. Ya Allah, many are in financial difficulty. Ya Allah, many are in financial difficulty. Ya Allah, you remove the debt. Ya Allah, you help us. Ya Allah, many are sitting and raising their hands before you. Ya Allah, I do not know what is in their hearts. Ya Allah, but you are Allamul Ghuyub. You are the one who knows the unseen. You are the one who knows what is in their chest. You are the one who knows what is in their minds and hearts. Ya Allah, each one of us, Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, you know what is going in our minds. Ya Allah, you know each and one of our needs. You know our requisites. Ya Allah, you help us. Ya Allah, grant us ability to learn to take from your treasures. Grant us ability to cry before you. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stand for tawajjud. Grant us ability to make zikr. Grant us ability to read Quran. Grant us ability to strive in your path. Grant us ability to strive and die in your path. Grant us ability to pass away in Medina and Mecca. Grant us ability not to go and loaf around in other parts of the world, but go and pray in Mecca and Medina. Grant us love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us muhabbat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us muhabbat of sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you are Ghafurur Rahim. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, you are Ghafurur Rahim. Forgive our mothers and fathers and children. Ya Allah, forgive us and grant us good qualities. Ya Allah, Muslims all over the world are in need of your help. Ya Allah, we need of your aid. We need of unseen help. Ya Allah, we need of this. Ya Allah, you grant us unseen help. Ya Allah, grant us ability to shun the inferiority complex and adopt the sunnah. Ya Allah, grant us ability to shun the way of kuffar and mushriks. Ya Allah, grant us ability to leave the way of the West and join the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, when we go to the Pulsirat, Ya Allah, make it easy for us. Ya Allah, grant us ability to swiftly cross the Pulsirat. Ya Allah, grant us ability to fly across the Pulsirat with the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, do not make us slip and fall into Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the fires of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the punishments of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of Qabr. Ya Allah, save us from the punishment of the Qabr. Ya Allah, save us from your wrath. Ya Allah, save us from your displeasure. Ya Allah, save us from your anger. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. Ya Allah, when you are pleased with us, Ya Allah, then that is the pleasure we require. Ya Allah, grant us muhabbat amongst ourselves. Ya Allah, remove petty differences amongst ourselves. Ya Allah, these petty differences are destroying your mercy. Ya Allah, grant us ability to come together for your pleasure. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, when we meet you, Ya Allah, grant us ability to face you so that you be happy with us. Ya Allah, when we die, grant us ability to die with your pleasure. Ya Allah, make the questioning and answering, munkar and nakir, questioning and answering in the grave easy for us. Ya Allah, make the grave a bed of roses for us, not a pit of Jahannam for us. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to make ziyarat of Qabr. Grant us the ability to visit the Qabristan and remember the dead. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to read Quran and bless the dead. Grant us the ability to think about those who have passed away. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to strive in your path. Grant us ability to preach in your path. Ya Allah, grant us ability to have conviction of Islam and to spread the word of Islam. Ya Allah, grant the Ummat Hidayat. Ya Allah, grant the Ummat Hidayat. Ya Allah, grant the Ummat Hidayat. Ya Allah, many people, Ya Allah, ready for Islam. Ya Allah, grant them Hidayat. Ya Allah, grant them guidance. Ya Allah, open their hearts to Islam. Ya Allah, open their hearts to Islam. Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, wherever there is trouble in the world, Ya Allah, grant peace and tranquility to come. Ya Allah, let peace and tranquility come in our masajid. Ya Allah, let our masajids become fighting dens. Ya Allah, let our masajid not become quarreling dens. Ya Allah, grant us ability to utilize the masajid how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the masajid. Ya Allah, grant us ability to use the masajid how the Khulafa'i Rashidin used the masajid. Ya Allah, grant us ability to go in your path, to go to Makkah and Medina. Ya Allah, grant us ability to make ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us ability to go to Medina and to make ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you have mercy on us. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, you have stated that if you call, you will answer. Ya Allah, we are calling. Ya Allah, we are pleading. Ya Allah, I am making dua. Ya Allah, and I am the one standing first in the row of sinners. Ya Allah, I am the first in the row of sinners. Ya Allah, I plead to Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are pious amongst us. Ya Allah, they are righteous amongst us. Ya Allah, you accept the dua. Ya Allah, grant us the acceptance of dua. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to do good actions. Ya Allah, grant us ability to do good action. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from evil. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from music. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from intermingling of sexes. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from haram. Ya Allah, grant us ability to eat halal. Ya Allah, grant us halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us expensive risk, halal risk. Ya Allah, grant us ability to stay away from exploitation and deception. Ya Allah, grant us ability to say the truth and not say falsehood. Ya Allah, you are Ghafur Rahim. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, listen to the dua of the congregation. Ya Allah, listen to us. Ya Allah, we plead before you. Ya Allah, there is no other door we can go to. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, help us. Ya Allah, you Ghafur Rahim. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, if you do not have mercy on us, we will be destroyed. Ya Allah, if you do not have mercy on us, then the world will eat us up. Ya Allah, if you do not have mercy on us, then this kufar will demolish us. Ya Allah, if you do not have mercy on us, Ya Allah, these people will not allow us to propagate and preach Islam. Ya Allah, grant us ability to preach Islam. Ya Allah, you have mercy on us. Ya Allah, you forgive us. Ya Allah, we are sinners. Ya Allah, we admit we are sinners. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, we admit we are sinners. Ya Allah, we are definitely sinners. Help us. Ya Allah, we are disobedient to you day in and day out. Ya Allah, we admit this. Ya Allah, but you are Ghafur Rahim. Ya Allah, we are ummati of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we are the ummati of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Have mercy on us. Ya Allah, we are followers of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, definitely we are like lip service Muslims. Ya Allah, but you are Ghafur Rahim. And we are ummati of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, accept our dua through the wasila of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatu wa fil akhirati hasanatu wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا وغفرانك ربنا وإليك